everybody, and welcome to DeanNewman.org. We're back. We promised you that we were going to do a final chapter in our discussion about corruption in the U.S. intelligence agencies. And we got sidetracked with what was going on in Congress over the weekend. But we're back with that final chapter. No doubt we could probably go on and on with new chapters about corruption. But let's wind this series up with a look at James Clapper, Susan Rice, and Samantha Powers. I'll warn you, though, this look at is pretty darn sleazy. First of all, Susan Rice. You'll probably know this. Rice served as the 24th United States National Security Advisor from 2013 to 2017. She was formerly a U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations. She served on the staff of the National Security Council and as Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs during President Bill Clinton's second term. I didn't even realize till I started this that she served in the Clinton administration. She was confirmed as U.N. Ambassador by the U.S. Senate by unanimous consent on January 22, 2009. Ms. Rice is probably best known for two scandals during her NSA tenure in the Obama administration. You'll remember these. She appeared on, I guess, every Sunday morning news talk show the week following the Benghazi attack that resulted in those four American deaths, including that of Ambassador to Libya, Chris Stevens. It was obvious to everybody that her appearances that Sunday were to trot out an Obama administration narrative that led all of us, or many of us, to believe the Benghazi attack was initiated solely by an internet movie that originated in the United States that was anti-Muslim. And their narrative was that the Muslims got up in arms literally and decided to attack the U.S. consulate in Benghazi. And it just so happened the U.S. Ambassador Chris Stevens was there. That story was not only debunked, but it was learned that Rice knew before making those appearances that the story was false. The second known incident of corruption Rice participated in was at the end of Obama's last term. Between the 2016 election and President Trump's inauguration, Rice, as National Security Advisor, requested the unmasking of American citizens by the NSA, purportedly for security reasons other than for political purposes. Unmasking Americans' names caught inadvertently in NSA surveillance of foreign individuals is illegal for political purposes. So that's the way they couched it when they were caught doing it. In multiple interviews and stories, Rice, over and over again, denied she even had any Americans unmasked. Then she changed her story to say she never had any unmasked for political purposes. Remember, doing so would be illegal. It was later revealed she lied in both of those positions. Each was illegal. Congressman Devin Nunes, Republican from California, stated the following in an interview, quote, "I have seen intelligence reports that clearly show that the president-elect and his team were at least monitored," the House Intelligence Chairman said at the time. "It looks to me like it was all legally collected, but it was essentially a lot of information on the president-elect and his transition team and what they were doing." Nunes went on to claim that the information was spread across a number of agencies and had little or no apparent intelligence value. On the same day that Devin Nunes said that, in an interview with PBS's Judy Woodruff, this happened. Woodruff said, "We've been following a disclosure by the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, that in essence, during the final days of the Obama administration, during the transition, after President Trump had been elected, that he and the people around him may have been caught up in surveillance of foreign individuals and that their identities may have been disclosed. Do you know anything about this?" Woodruff was, of course, speaking to Susan Rice. Rice said this, quote, "I know nothing about this. I was surprised to see reports from Chairman Nunes on that count today." Let's sum it up. Susan Rice lied. twice, at least. Moving on to James Clapper. Who can forget James Clapper? He's a retired lieutenant general in the U.S. Air Force. He's the former director of national intelligence, and that's probably where he became famous. He was a career intelligence officer. He held several key positions within the U.S. intelligence community. He served as director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, DIA, from 92 until 95. He was the first director of defense intelligence within the office of the director of national intelligence, and simultaneously the undersecretary of defense for intelligence. He served as the director of the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, the NGA, from September of 01 until June of 06. He did a bunch of service in those three-letter agencies, didn't he? Clapper probably was best known for lying to Congress and getting caught. I think a lot of people lie to Congress, but a lot of them don't get caught. Clapper did. He still faces congressional insistence that he faced charges for an admittedly false statement to Congress he made in March of 2013 when he responded very simply, quote, "No, sir," and quote, "not wittingly," to a question about whether the National Security Agency was collecting any type of data at all on millions of Americans. That would be illegal, right? About 3 months later, after he made that claim, documents leaked by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden revealed the answer was untruthful and that the NSA was in fact collecting in bulk domestic call records along with various internet communications, the names of Americans, private Americans. In an apology letter to lawmakers, however, Clapper said he gave the, quote, "clearly erroneous answer" because he, quote, "simply didn't think of the call record collection." If you believe that, I've got some beachfront property outside of Las Vegas I want to sell you. Even though many insist Clapper be charged for his obvious lies to Congress, no action, nothing's yet been done in that regard. Numerous lawmakers insist charges be leveled against him. No one is above the law. Officials who commit perjury or lie to Congress should be held accountable. That statement by Texas Republican Blake Farenthold in an interview with U.S. News and World Report. The former head of the DIA, Clapper, has, since leaving that office, turned into a very public and very insistent anti-Trumpster. He has become the darling of leftist media outlets because of his open disdain for Mr. Trump. He said this, "I lived through Watergate." Of course, he's on CNN. He said, "I lived through Watergate. I was on active duty then in the Air Force. I was a young officer. It was a scary time." He continued, Clapper did. "I have to say, though, that I think if you compare the two, that Watergate pales, really, in my view, compared to what we're confronting now." Mr. Clapper said the egregious and inexcusable manner in which the Trump administration removed James Comey from head of the FBI reflected a complete disregard for the independence and autonomy of the FBI. Quote, "I am very concerned about the assault on our institutions coming from both an external source, Russia, and an internal source, the president himself," he said. He wasn't through there. Clapper does not attack the president alone, but members of Congress, too, who in his mind in any way support Mr. Trump. Enter Congressman Devin Nunes again. When Nunes released the famous memo his committee compiled showing intelligence department abuses by the Obama FBI, Clapper called the memo a hit job designed to attack the FBI and the Justice Department. Quote, "Well, I think this is a hit job, more or less, to attack the FBI, attack the Department of Justice, or by extension, the Mueller investigation," Clapper told CNN. "I think the whole point here was to discredit all this." Clapper characterized the memo release as a drive-by shooting in the interest of defending President Trump and said House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes is acting as an agent of the White House. So much for Mr. Clapper. And we've got one more to go. Miss Power, Samantha Power. She is an Irish-born American academic, author, political critic, and diplomat who served as the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations from 2013 to 2017. She and her career as a journalist won a Pulitzer Prize in 2003 for her book, A Problem from Hell, America and the Age of Genocide. She was a senior advisor to Senator Barack Obama until March of 2008, when she resigned from his presidential campaign after apologizing for referring to then-Senator Hillary Clinton as a, quote, monster, end quote. Power joined the Obama State Department transition team in late November of 2008. She served as special assistant to the president and senior director for multilateral affairs and human rights on the National Security Council from 2009 to 2013 before her appointment as UN ambassador. Power in 2016 was unmasking at such a rapid pace in the final months of the Obama administration. She averaged more than one request for every working day in 2016 and even sought information in the days leading up to President Trump's inauguration. Multiple sources close to the matter have verified that. Two sources, who were not authorized to speak on the record, said the request to identify Americans whose names surfaced in foreign intelligence reporting, known as unmasking, exceeded 260 in 2016. 260. Folks, she is not in the intelligence community. And we put her in this reveal because she kind of made herself be part of it. She's a UN ambassador, not involved directly, not supposed to be, in any intelligence operations of the government. She unmasked 260 Americans as a UN ambassador. One source indicated this occurred in the final days of the Obama White House, obviously, between the election in which Trump beat Clinton and President Trump's inauguration. The details emerged ahead of her testimony before Congress on Capitol Hill. She's one of several administration officials, Obama administration officials, facing intense scrutiny for their role in seeking identities of Trump associates and intelligence reports, but the interest in her actions is particularly high for particularly obvious reasons. In that October 2017 testimony to the House Oversight Committee behind closed doors, she claimed, listen to this, others in the intelligence community used her name to obtain this unprecedented unmasking. According to the committee chairman, Representative Trey Gowdy, her only defense was, it's not me, it's my subordinates. Well, let me summarize all this. Why would Susan Rice make those television appearances with the same story on the same day that were all untrue and proven later to be untrue? Why did James Clapper lie to Congress? And why is he still, long after resigning from his position, attacking on a political level and personal level the president over and over? Why would former UN Ambassador Samantha Power, serving in that capacity, even need to have any American unmasked and to have hundreds of Americans' names revealed? The answers to those three questions is not one simple answer, but several. And no answer is that it was part of my job and duty when serving the American people. None of those three can say that. Most people feel these three are just a few of a myriad of individuals from the Obama administration that have stealthily carried out a hit campaign to not only denigrate this president, but lay enough negative groundwork to create a perception of corruption to lead to an impeachment process of President Trump, or to simply push him to resign from the exhausting onslaught of attacks that never stop. He faces a new one almost daily. I will close this series of some of the Obama administration corruption, and might point out we have barely scratched the surface of those, with this. Why hasn't the current Attorney General filed any charges against any of these three for their obvious and blatant and serious actions that violated multiple federal laws? You can be certain that if any one of these three was Republican. They'd already be in jail, convicted of multiple federal crimes. Attorney General Sessions, where are you? One last thing, and listen close to what I'm about to tell you. This is some information that has been grasped, looked up, exhaustively researched, and this is fact. You can bet in the coming days there are going to be numerous new revelations of massive corruption from the 8 years of government before Donald Trump. How do I know this? There are right now, today, 19,000 sealed indictments that have been obtained in federal district courts all around the United States against, obviously if they're sealed, undisclosed individuals and entities, and the charges are undisclosed, and all of these indictments have been obtained since October 31st of 2017. 4 months, 5 months, folks. 19,000 indictments are pending. What are their details? Once again, they are sealed indictments. No public disclosure of any details are allowed. So we don't know who they are about, who they're against, or any of the details. And by the way, if any of these indictments were against Trump, the Trump campaign, or government conservatives, you can bet there would have been an immediate and thorough leaks to the press, and the press would be all over them on air and in writing. Who do you think are the charged in these sealed indictments? I can't wait. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this audio edition of the finality of what we've at least uncovered so far in corruption in the Intelligence Department under President Obama. I want to thank you for joining us here today. Of course, you can always get the written version of this on the homepage at dnewman.org. And all you have to do is scroll down to the bottom of it. There's a link always to get the podcast version. That, of course, is what you're listening to here. If you would like to get notice of every story, every podcast that is posted on this site as it's posted so you won't miss them, if you'll scroll down to the bottom right side of the homepage at dnewman.org and enter your email address, when those stories are posted, you'll get a link overnight to the podcast or the written story or both. And you'll know then that you can just click on the link that's posted there to go right to the stories or the audio version of the story. We don't market. We don't give your email address to anyone, so it will be private just between us and you. That's dnewman.org. I want to thank you for joining us. And please check back. We're here almost every day. We promise that if it's not real, if it's not a story, if it's not worth you seeing or hearing, you won't hear it here. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you next time at www.dnewman.org.